Good morning. Last week, we began the sugya of Arkois, and we pointed out that the Mechaber uses extremely harsh language that someone who goes to civil court against halacha to consider Mechareif, Megadif, and Heirim Yad B'Teres Moshe. And these are lashonos and languages that are not used anywhere by the Mechaber and Choshen Mishpat, with the possible exception of the Halachos of Mesira, which also uses very strong lashonos. The reason, perhaps, why this and Mesira are similar language to describe it, is because in Halacha, a person that goes to Arkois Shalai Kedin, a person that sues another Yid in court without a heter Arkois, is very often considered a Moiser. And besides for the fact that he is Mechayref and Megadif and Heirim Yad B'Teres Moshe, very often if you do sue someone in court, and as a result of this litigation, the defendant is forced to either spend money on legal fees or suffers other losses because of the legal action, besides the fact that the plaintiff is over halacha, the defendant also has the right to bring him to Beis Din as a mazik. Because he was moiser, because this litigation caused him hefsedim, you can recover from the plaintiff the amount, the losses that you had because of the litigation. Now, we actually once had a din Torah over this. It was actually two neighbors, and it was an issue with zoning, whatever the story was. And one of the parties had filed a lawsuit. The defendant did not respond in time. And it was missed. And essentially, the judge signed a warrant for his arrest. He then, the day before he was, you know, the final deadline, I don't know, whatever the details were, and he was about to be arrested, he brought his neighbor to Beis Din and said, "You're a moiser. Because you went to Arkois Shalai Kedin, I have these penalties that are going to be imposed, I'm going to get thrown into jail." And he wanted to be mechayev him as a moiser, and he wanted to make a claim based on this halacha. And the Ma'aser Bach in Simen Chavav says nothing doing. He says it's true that if you bring someone to court, Shalai Kedin, and because of this litigation you cause the person a loss, your Ma'aser is going to be responsible to pay. However, if the defendant goes ahead, he's brought in front of the judge, and he calls the judge an idiot. The judge then gets angry at him, contempt of court, and throws him in jail. You can't call the plaintiff a moiser and hold him responsible for what happened, because the defendant had no business calling the judge an idiot. So in such a case where he goes ahead and he does something shloi kedin and against their rules and therefore gets himself into trouble, the Bach says you will not have a din of a moiser and you won't be responsible to pay. So in this case, because the neighbor, had he responded in time, had he just followed the basic rules, nothing would have happened. So he cannot be teveya, the plaintiff, as a moiser, because again, it was self-inflicted. Now we had another issue, a somewhat similar case. It was two partners that got into a fight, and one of the partners grabbed money from the partnership, and in order to protect himself, the other partner went to court, filed a lawsuit in order to stop this partner from doing something. Now what happened is that ultimately because of this lawsuit, because of this motion that was filed, both parties, the whole partnership, had a tremendous loss. This partnership apparently had been involved with a deal that was of questionable legality. And once it was in court, and once the judge was looking at the papers, he noticed something doesn't add up over here. And the partnership, both parties ended up losing out in a big way. They ended up in a din Torah. And the second partner was Tiveya, him as a Meiser. Because you filed this motion in court, Shalai Kedin, because you didn't go to Beis Din, we both ended up with this Hefsid, and therefore he wanted to make that, the partner that had filed the lawsuit, he wanted to make him pay for the entire loss. Now, in this case, he had a very good taina, because the first partner had no business filing it in court, and because as a direct result of this lawsuit, of this motion, there were direct hefsedim, there it would be a good tanya, and in Hilchos Meister he probably would prevail. You will have technical questions. If the deal had really been illegal, then there may be a defense. But assuming that it was, at the end of the day, the deal was okay, and they just had expenses and losses because of the original lawsuit, there would be a time. Now, in this particular case, the partner had a very interesting defense. What he said was, it's very nice that I filed this motion, there were losses, we're now in Bezin discussing it. But this partner who came to Bezin like a big tzaddik, today he's acting like a tzaddik. But I know he's really a ganav. And I know there was no way in the world, if I wouldn't have filed this motion, there's no way I could have brought him to Bezin. I had to file this motion just to protect my rights. Just to force him as a way to get his attention and force him to come to Bezin. But otherwise he wouldn't have come to Bezin, and therefore I had the right to file this lawsuit. So what's the halacha in such a case? So over here, we had the Maror Mekomis that we had this morning. Was that if a person is a messiah of love of Eden, if a person refuses to submit to a Bezdin, you have a fight with another Yid, you send him a hazmano, he refuses to come to Bezdin. The halacha is yitve'enu l'dayane Yisrael t'chila. First, you send a hazmana. You try to bring him to Bezdin. Im le'rotza lavoi, if he refuses to come to the Bezdin, noitel rishus mi Bezdin, you get permission from the Bezdin, v'umatzel b'dine ha'goyim miyad baldinoi. Once you've made an attempt, you've sent hazmanos, and he refuses to come to Bezdin, the halacha is, if he is a misarev, Bezdin will give you rishus, a heter ha'kois, they'll give you rishus to go to court and to protect your rights. Now, this applies only when he is a misarev of love of the din. You send him a hazmana, you try to get him to Bezdin, and he refuses to come. Or, there's another case which is discussed by the Achrayim, and we actually had this once. A person came to Bezdin and said, no problem, I'm a Yid, I'll be happy to come to Bezdin, but I'm not signing any papers. I'm not signing any arbitration agreement. Now, what does that mean? Now, legally, if you go to Bezdin and Bezdin issues a psak, legally, that's worthless. The way to enforce it is a Bezdin, if everyone has ever gone to a Din Torah, before you start the Din Torah, they will give you an arbitration agreement, which is a legal document where the parties agree to accept the Bezdin as an arbitration panel. Once you sign an arbitration agreement, the psak din is going to be enforceable in court. And if a person doesn't listen, you can get the award confirmed. And unless the Bezdin did something very wrong, the judges will uphold it and you're able to force the losing party to comply with the psak. If a person says, I'm coming to Bezdin, but I'm not signing an arbitration agreement, so Divrei Goyim says, you can call him a Messiah and give him you can give the other party a heter hakoyis. Because he's essentially telling you, I'll come to Bezdin. If I win, I win. And if I lose, I have no intention of listening to you. Because if he planned on listening to the Psak Din, why wouldn't he sign an arbitration agreement? And therefore, the Divrei Goyim says, and this is the Hanhag of Batei Din, if the party refuses to sign an arbitration agreement, you can send the other party right to court, you can give a heter hakoyis, you know the Psak is not going to be able to be enforced. Okay, Enochanami. It's like this. Now, there's another discussion. What happens if, you know, very often when there's a Din Torah, the first fight that people have is which Bezdin to go to. And this ends up being a huge fight. This person wants this Bezdin, the other person wants that Bezdin, they fight about a Zabla. There are huge fights over everyone's trying to pick the Bezdin, either that is best for them, or if they know they're wrong, they want a Bezdin that will schlep it out the longest. You have crazy fights over what Bezdin to go to. Which, on the side, if anyone is writing a contract, the most important thing to write in the contract is a dispute resolution clause. Pick a Bezdin before you do the deal. Before you do the deal, no one's going to fight over which Bezdin it is. You'll just pick one which everyone can agree on it and move on. Once there's a fight, it ends up being a huge, huge, huge debate. But be that as it may. Excuse me? About which basin to go to? With much difficulty. So there are halachas. Usually one basin sends a hasmono, and the other person responds, and there are halachas, there are rules. We're not going to go into who has the right to choose the basin and how to choose it. But very often in halacha, the person has to either choose a bezdin or choose a group of bateidin. There are halachos, the defendant can't just do what he wants. What happens if the nitzvah says, I'm willing to go to bezdin, but I'm only willing to go to my bezdin, take it or leave it? Now in halacha, he doesn't have the right to do that. And you know, mutter rasa, he definitely doesn't have the right to do that. But many poskim say, if it's a question of giving someone a heter arkois, if it's a question of considering a messiah of love yuladin, that you can't do. As long as he's picking a legitimate bezdin, even though he doesn't in halacha have the right to say this, take it or leave it on this one, still he's doing an avla, but you can't give a heter arkois.
Even if it's on the other side of the world.
So like this. In another city, there already is also a machlokes, but the Ateres Tzvi says, the minhag is, if he says, I want to go to another city, that's called a messiah of love yuladin. But assuming it's in the city, we give him a lot of leeway. Now there was a case, there was actually a recent case, where there was a fight with a divorce, and the person said, I'm only willing to accept one of two dayanim. One of them was a known problem. He wasn't, basically everyone agrees it was not a legitimate dayan. The second dayan was a very chashuv yid, who happened to have been in a coma. So there, everything has its limits. It's true, if you pick a legitimate bezdin, then you cannot put out a siruv. But as the Aruch HaShulchan points out, if you see that what's going on is he's playing games, he's picking a bezdin that he knows will not be acceptable, that is the equivalent of saying, I don't want a bezdin, and therefore you can give a heter arkois. So basically, even in a case where he's insisting on something which he's not entitled to al-pi halacha, as long as he's willing to accept a bezdin which fits the basic parameters, that you cannot give a heter. So that's the first halacha. As long as the person is willing to accept a bezdin, we do not give a heter akoyis. And the reason for this is that we're very reluctant, because of the chomer hadavar, because of how severely litigation in court is treated in halacha. It's really an option of last resort, and therefore, as long as there is a bezdin that the person is willing to accept, we will not give a heter akoyis.
Now,
I mean the plaintiff.
Bezdin,
you're right. It can create a problem. And the Bezdin Hamazm is going to have to decide whether this option that's being offered is a legitimate option or not. And the Bezdin Hamazm is going to have to decide how aggressively to deal with it. So that's the first halacha. And that is, as long as he's willing to accept a Bezdin that's considered acceptable, whatever that means, you cannot put out a serif. The second point to realize, and this is... The bezin hamazma, the bezin that you that sent the hazmanos. This is the one that deals with it throughout the process.
Like you said, look, this guy doesn't want to do anything. He's like, you have a bezin, therefore they can give him a siruv because he didn't come back.
Because he didn't go to any bezin. He'd be a messiah of love of the din. Now, the next halacha is that you will only be able to get a heter arkois when you actually send hazmanos. Very often, people will take matters into their own hand. They'll decide, my partner is a good for nothing. He's not going to go to bezin. Or they'll approach him privately and say, let's go to Bez, and he says no. So here, many poskim say that's not enough. What if a Bezin sends hazmanos and the person says, no, I am not coming? He's being messiah of love yuladin. But the fact in a private conversation he was positioning and posturing and saying, no, I don't care, I'm not coming to a Bezin, that is not necessarily serious. People will say things, they'll just try to intimidate you, and that is not enough to create a heter akoyis according to many poskim. Again, b'di'evet, if you did ask him and he said, I'm not going, and you went to court, b'di'evet, it could be you're not a meister, you won't be responsible for damages. But certainly, l'chadchila, it has to go through a bezdin where he tells a bezdin, I'm not coming. Not just a private discussion, a private dispute that you have. Now, besides for the technicality that you need hasmanos, there's also a question of verification. Many poskim say that if you go to court, and then afterwards you justify yourself by saying that other person refused to go to Bezdin, the halacha is you do not have nemanos. We don't believe you. You have to prove that the person was a Messiah of Lavi Ladin. And therefore, and this happens all the time, where a person will have a fight or trying to get his entire together, and his Rav will tell him, just go to court, he'll give him a Heter Arkois. You're not believed that you got such a Heter. And it's Kedai to get it in writing. Now, I'm not so sure a Rav has the right to give this Heter, unless there were Hasmonah sent. But regardless, a person does not have Ne'amana. You know, even the Shittas that are Meiko B'di'eved, you will not be believed so quickly to say he was Messiah of Lavi Ladin unless you have a good proof. When Batei Din send a Hasmonah, the minhag is they give you a week to respond. They generally will not give a Heter HaKoyis until they send out three Hasmonahs and they're ignored. So it's a three-week process. At that point, they will send a Hasra Asirov and a Hasra, there'll be a Heter HaKoyis, and at the end of the fourth week, they will generally give a Heter HaKoyis. Now, good. So TRO, an equal is something we'll discuss next week. There are places and there are makel in certain limited cases. But we'll get to that next week. Now, the last point to keep in mind is, again, it's similar to what we said before, that this halacha, that if it's a Messiah of Lavi Ladin, you can get a Heter HaKoyis. The Mashal says there's a takana that you need reshus from the Beis Din. Even in a case where the Beis Din sent hazmanas and refused to go, still, you have to get Rishus from Beis Din to go to Arkois. This Rishus, there's a Radvaz that has a Chiddush that says, not every Beis Din can give this Rishus. He says, if you have a Zabla, and the person goes to a Zabla, he accepts this Zabla Beis Din, comes to Beis Din, they have a few sessions, and then the person sees that he's losing, he stops coming to Beis Din. So Radvaz says, the Zabla cannot give that to Arkois. Why? Because this Zabla, in many cases, is possible. It's not a Beis Din Kavua. So, Enochanami, if the parties accept this Zabla, they accept this Beis Din. It's Kiblu. In Dine Mamanis, you accept the Beis Din, you're stuck with it. But here, we're not dealing with Dine Mamanis anymore. Here, we're talking about Heter HaKoyis. Heter HaKoyis is a question of Mecharif, Megavit, and Isser v'Heter Shail. There, the Ridvaz Paskins, you need a Beis Din Kavua Be'ir, and anything less than that cannot give a Heter HaKoyis. Today, I think the minhag is not like that. I think most the zablas and most batei din assume you do not need a Beis Din Kavua, but according to most poskim, you do need formal rishos from a Beis Din, and simply the fact that the person is not coming to, says he's not coming to a din Torah certainly would not be enough. So that's what, there is a tshuva that says that. That if you're dealing with either a yachid or a zabla, they can go to the Beis Din and tell the Beis Din Kavua that we have jurisdiction over the case and he refuses to come. And then the Beis Din Kavua can give a Heter HaKoyis. Again, I think the minhag today is they just give their own Heter HaKoyis. Again, this is a Radvaz. I think it's meduyik for many, many other Achrayim that they argued on it. But just bringing out, it shouldn't be so quick to act. They can't pass him because they don't know all the facts yet.
There's no rule that if someone stops coming to Beis Din.
No, there's no adverse inference. Dayanim don't have such liberties that judges have. Many. Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Now, this whole heter, if you think about it, needs an explanation. Last week we spoke about going to Arkoyes, is Mecharef, Megadev, Heirim Yabateres, Moshe, Techil Hashem, terrible things. Now we're saying that if the other person doesn't want to go to court, doesn't want to go to Beis Din, you sue him in court. What happened to the Chilul Hashem? What happened to Mecharef and Gadev and Heirim Yabateres Teres Moshe? So a number of Achroinim are bothered by this kasha. What it seems to be is like this. The Isser is, you being Miyakar Elilu. If a person goes ahead and goes to court, he's basically saying, I don't like Halacha, I like civil law better, and it's a bezoyin for the Torah, Heirim Yabateres Teres Moshe. There are a number of Ma'ar Mekomis that discuss what happens if there's no Beis Din around. There's no Beis Din. So are you being miyakir alilim by going to court? Or are you going to court because there's no other option? So here there's a discussion, and there are a fair amount of achroinim that say that in such a case, if there's no other option, it's not called miyakir alilim. Now some places can say you should go to arbitration, we'll discuss that next week, they have other etzes. at least conceptually, if you have no way to protect yourself in a bezdin, then it could be there's no miyakar elilim. So that perhaps is pshat over here. When the other party is Messiah of Lavi Ledin, he's refusing to come to bezdin, you have no choice. Since bezdin is not an option anymore, because he's not listening, so now by going to court, you're not being miyakar elilim. You're simply doing what you need to do to protect your rights. And in that case, it probably would, if there is a Chil Hashem, it's not your problem, it's the other party's problem, the party that refused to go to a Din Torah. So that's the question that they ask, and the response is, you're not being over the law. Because, first of all, it's not a law. It's El Mishpat Meshetel Smefem, it's a... But what their point is that if the whole Isser is, because you're Miyakir Alilim by rejecting Halacha and choosing court, to the extent that your hands are tied, and the other person is not willing to come to Beis Din, it's no longer a rejection of halacha. Now, is your counterpart even waiver an Isser? Yes. But that's his problem, not yours.
Why should you get a better choice? I mean, Mamai said the end of the day is because you're going there, you have no choice.
It's not, so okay, their point is that you are not making a Chil Hashem. Because you, as anyone at least who knows the fact, are forced into this litigation. Very often it's, and I've seen this many times, and it's a very nice thing, what people will, in the court papers, they will write, we tried to go to arbitration, or to bring in front of rabbinical arbitration, and the party refused, and that's why we're going ahead and doing this. I've seen this many times, it's a very nice thing to write. They're making it clear, we are here, not by choice, we're here because the other person is a Messiah of Lavi Ledin. That's different, right. They're coming, they're enforcing the psak din. The person who's not listening is probably some level of Chil Hashem. In that case, there happen to be many pesukim that say, once there's a psak din, you don't need a heter hakos. Because you already have a psak din. You don't need more than that. It does exist. So now there is a chassam sofer that has an interesting lumdus. The goyim mashmak this a little bit. What he says is that when a person refuses to come to Beis Din, he's medavet to a gemara in Gittin, where if the Beis Din paskins, the person has to give a get, and he doesn't want to, you can have a goy force the person to give the get that he's mechuyev to give al pi halacha. So he says, there we look at the court as the yodei arichdo of the bezdin. And therefore the Chassam Sofer says that it's not called the Chil Hashem, it's not miyakar elilim, because essentially, because you went to bezdin couldn't deal with the person. So they gave you a heter akois, bezdin's basically appointing the akois as their shliach, if you will, to go ahead and to do justice. Now, I don't know if the courts look at it that way, that they're just the long arm of the Beis Din. But at least in Lamedus, according to the Chassam Sofer, that would explain why there's no Isser Miyakar Elilim. But it'll come out. This leads us to a very, very serious problem. The case of Palti going where he says you can give a heter akoyis was a person borrowed money. There was a shtar. It was a shtar Makuyim that said he borrowed money, it's due. And the person wasn't paying. Beis Din couldn't enforce it. So Beis Din can give a heter akos. What happens, and this is the normal case, if there's a fight between two partners, Beis Din has no idea who's right. They have no idea who's right. One party wants to initiate a din Torah, the other party doesn't want to come. Can Beis Din give a heter akos if they don't know that you're actually entitled to the money? So the Nesivas Paskins, based on the Sref Palti Goyin and some other, no. The only time you can give a heter akoyis is you know the money is owed. The person refuses to come to Beis Din, you can't force him to pay. Then you give a heter akoyis. But if there are any svekos, if Beis Din doesn't know the facts, then you can put the person in cheirim. You can try to get him to come into a din Torah. But if he will not come, the Nesivas Paskins, you cannot give a heter akoyis. Now, all of the Achroinim argue on the Nesivas. They all say, Im Kain, you have a Choyte Niskar, you'll have chaos, because anyone just won't come to a Din Torah. And, you know, 99 out of 100 cases, there is some suffix or some doubt. So, come out all the Achroinim argue, and they say, Lahalacha, this is not true. As long as the person has a claim, as long as he has a tviya, even though Beis Din doesn't know who's right, they have the right to give a heter akos. The Aruch HaShulchan has a little bit of an interesting pshara. He says, on one hand, it's shver to give a heter akoyis and just let them go to court if you don't know whether this is justified. On the other hand, if you can only give the heter akoyis if you know the guy is right, So then you're not going to be able to, you know, you're not going to be able to settle anything because you'll have every ganav of will not go to Beis Din, and they'll be stuck. What the Aruch HaShulchan says is this is what you do. You have a one-sided din Torah. The plaintiff comes to Beis Din and lays out his claim. Beis Din listens to his claim, and if they see the claim sounds reasonable, they'll give him a heter arkos. But if it sounds wrong, they won't give a heter. So what happens is you'll have a one-sided din Torah. Now, one-sided din Torah in halacha is meaningless. You can't have a din Torah without the other party. You can't be a mekabel edus zeh shelo b'fnei zeh. It's not really a din Torah. But the Beis Din will at least determine whether there's enough of a justification to go ahead and give a heter arkos or not. The minhag today, I think, is not like this. The minhag, I've never heard of a Beis Din actually doing this. The minhag is generally, if a person is a messiah of lovely din, they give a heter arkos and they don't really do much. Correct. The Nesivus learns the whole case of Heter Arkois is when there's a Shtar Mekuyim, there's no question, you send it to court. But it'll come out in the real world where things are usually not that clear cut, according to the Nesivus, you would not be able to get Heter Arkois.
But in that case, wouldn't the case
it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. If he's not coming to Beis Din, then your Psak won't help.
Well, it'll help.
It's not binding arbitration until he comes to Beis Din. If he comes to Beis Din and signs an arbitration agreement and they know the facts, they'll give a psak. 100%. But normally they're not coming to Beis Din, and therefore Beis Din can issue, we saw the shtar, he's high of the money, but the courts are going to ignore it because a religious tribunal panel has no legal standing without an arbitration agreement.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So when there's a shtar mekuyim, you don't have to be choshish for that. Anything is possible. Maybe he'll be moida in the din. Maybe the mavel will be moida in the din Torah. But right now we have Eidim b'foneinu. A shtar mekuyim is the equivalent of Eidim saying one thing, and right now you can go with that. But again, halacha l'mayis the poskim hold that once a person's a mesarev, you don't have to do that much checking into, and you can give a heter arkos. What happens after the fact? Person had there's a fight. He gets into a fight with his partner. The partner is Messiah of Lavud. Then you get a heter arkos, you go to court. You go to court, you absolutely cream your partner in the litigation. You recover $10 million. The next day, you get a letter from a Beis Din, you get from your ex-partner, and he tells you, you know what, he thought it over, he realized arkos is such a terrible isser, mechareth, megareth, hehirim yavi teres moisha. He wants now to go to Beis Din over this whole fight that he just lost in court. What's the halacha? So in this case, there are more paskins that mishaholach barakoy shogoyim in eschay b'dinayim. If a person goes to court shalai kedin and he loses, and afterwards because he lost, he wants to do tshuva, he wants to come back to Beis Din, the halacha is einus kakan loy. Beis Din says tough luck. You went to Arkois because you thought it would be good for you. If it didn't work out, don't come to us. We are not going to reopen the case. Now, it sounds like a reasonable thing to do. You didn't want Beis Din then. Well, but the question is, what's pshat in this? If in halacha, the plaintiff just got a $10 million award, and halacha is not entitled to that, and halacha is entitled to half of it, why doesn't Beis Din get involved? Well, Maisa Beis Din sees a geneva going on. Why don't we go ahead and reopen the case and figure out what should have been al-pi halacha?
Well, the arbitration agreement couldn't override anyway.
That's a legal question. But now the person who was a loitzai din is ready to sign an arbitration agreement. He wants Beis Din to pass in al-pi halacha what his rights are. There's nothing to enforce. Over here, the Masariv already had to pay the $10 million that the court ordered. That's paid. He wants to now bring the tzaddik to a din Torah. And he says, I trust you. If the Beis Din paskins that I'm right, you're going to give it back to me. I don't have a problem with enforceability. But I want Beis Din to paskin what I really should have owed you. That's true. But in Arkois, there are always two issues. The Chil Hashem, the Isser Veheter, that's done. But there's a Dinei Mamonis, Shaila. If in Dinei Mamonis, really, the person should have paid $5 million. and the court made him pay $10 million, so he should have the right to recover the extra money. The other person's a ganav. No, now it's dinei mamonis because this partner was forced to pay $10 million, and it could be in halacha he should have only paid $5 million. So he says, I want you to give me back that money that you're not entitled to. What does that mean, forfeiting a right? What? Good, let's have a dintari about that. Good, so that makes the kash even better. Let's have a dintari over what really should have happened. Right. Wait a second. Whenever you have a shiloh over mominus, that's an Isra v'heter gezel, but it's also a shiloh in mominus. If I didn't owe you the $10 million, and courts collect, force me to pay it shaloi kedin, I have a claim in dinei mamonis to recover it. So the tumim is bothered by this halacha, and he suggests two possibilities. The first one possibility he says is the knas. You went ahead, you decide you don't want Bezdin because you thought it was you'd be better off in court. Once you do it, knas, migdur milsa, we're not going to help you. Bezdin will not get involved. Now, if you follow this knas, the knas is on Bezdin. I mean, Bezdin won't go ahead and defend someone who is a messiah of love with the din. But the Nesivis point says, if you know that this verdict in court was wrong, in halacha, you're only entitled to $5 million. Your lawyer did a good job and he got $10 million. It's true, ain't this kakin. Bezdin will not get involved. If the defendant wants to bring you to Bezdin, Ben will say, sorry, you lost your chance, we can't help you. But the Nesivas Paskins, if the plaintiff knows that this money he got more than he's entitled to, he has a chiyuv to return that extra money.
He got knas money.
The knas is not. We don't make a knas that we make you pay whatever the arkoy is. The knas is that l'migdur milso, Bezdin will not get involved to defend a messiah of love with the din. Bezdin says, you've lost your chance, we are not defending you. But the Nesivas Paskins, that doesn't change the fact that if you recover money that you're not entitled to, you have to give it back. And therefore, no, it's not after Bezdin, after. Therefore, it'll come out. We mentioned it before, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, before Bezdin gives that to arkoy, you have a one-sided din Torah to figure out what you're entitled to, and if you're right, they send you, they let you go to court. It'll come out according to the Nesivus, we have a second reason to do the same thing. Because after you win the case, whatever the verdict is, you now have to ask a shayla and figure out, is this verdict consistent with halacha or not? That's true, but the shliach can't be more than the mishaleach. So the courts can't impose, you know, the same way if the Bezdin pass.
The Bezdin sent it to court, the Bezdin know, can finish spending a dollar.
So it's.
Bezdin included the Rosh Bezdin. The Bezdin cannot send something to be a gazman.
So if I can't, I would say, based on. I agree with your logic halfway. I read your logic, but I think based on the Chassam Sefer, I think the Chassam Sefer might hold, like the Nesivus, that Bezdin can only send you if they know that you're right. And then they can make a shliach. If they don't know, I don't know if you can make a shlichus. But more than that, this way you can collect. Right. So the Chuz Van Hogger says, Ramosha Sternbuch says, and it seems like that's what they do in the Eidah Charedis. They tell you, we're giving you a heter arkois, but you should know if you collect more than you're entitled to, you're going to have to return it. Now, fine. The Nesivas Paskin is like that. Menachroyim Paskin like that. You attack after. Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss it. It just says Einus Kakin. They learn up because if it's a Kanas, that Einus Kakin, that's just Bezdin Einus Kakin. But you have a responsibility to give it back. Now, it'll come out, and this we've had such cases, where there was a fight between two partners. One of the partners was a thug, ganav, lawyer, any adjective you want. These people were Makai, the lowest of the low. They started off with the dintaira. Eventually, the part, when it wasn't going their way, they went to court. They were messiah of love with the din, and the other party got a heter arkois. Now, they got a heter arkois. They went to court, and they creamed these ganavim in court. Now they have this huge verdict. Now they have to figure out what they're allowed to keep and what they're not allowed to keep. So it'll come out fascinating. Had they continued in a Din Torah? So in a Din Torah, there are rules. If you know your partner stole from you, but you can't prove it, Bezin's going to tell you, listen, you don't have proof at the end of the day. And they'll give a psak based on whatever you have proof, you'll recover. Whatever you don't have proof, you won't recover. It'll come out. Now these people were loitzai is din. It was after our place. It went to court. They collected much more than that. Now it's true in halacha, whatever they collected more than they're entitled to alpi din, they have to give back. But now they're in the driver's seat. There's no hamoitz mechilei avarai. Hamoitz mechilei avarai didn't bezdin. In bezdin, we have a suffix. I say yes. I say this. You say that. Bezdin will say hamoitz. We can't be moitzi mamon. But here it's not a question of being moitzi mamon anymore. Here, the plaintiff who had a heter hakoyis has the money. Now they have a personal issue of a heter shayla. Do I have a responsibility to give it back? So I can sit down with a rav and say, listen, I know this is what happened. I can't prove it. But I know this. These are the facts. Based on these facts, came out, this verdict was correct. So even though in a din Torah, they would have, let's say, only won the 5 million, now that the person was a Messiah of love of the din and it went to court and they recovered the 10 million, even according to the Nesivos, if based on their facts, based on what they know happened, they can keep it. They would be able to keep it. They would not have to go with what a Bezdin would paskin based on the facts or on the lies that were presented to them. You'll have it. Well, again, that would really be, once you collected it, then it'll be a question of whether you'll be able to say a kimli. You would have to deal with kimli when you did a tfisai de arkois with a heter arkois is going to be a shaila. So it won't be quite as clear cut as you're making it, but potentially.
So this gets me talking about 10 million, 5 million. That's means halachically more than 5 million. Even though in his mind he knows he got 10 million, he knew that for himself that 10 million was no way
to give it back. Then the coin is, he has to give it back. Now this is all the Nesivos. The Tumim has another pshat. Tumim's other pshat is, it's like Kiblu Alayim. Which means, let's say two people have a fight. So normally they have a dispute, you go to Bezdin and get a psak. Let's say they decide, you know, we're going to flip a coin. And heads I win, tails it. If you make the right kinyonim, you have problems with the smachta, you make all the kinyonim the right way, you can do whatever you want. Let's say we say, instead of a Bezdin, I want to take this one person and whatever he says, we're going to follow what he says. So also, if you make the right kinyanim, kiblu alayu, you'll be bound to it. So zok the tumim, and it's based on a Ramon Simon Chavez, that when the party says, I'm not coming to Bezdin, I'm going to court, essentially what he's saying is, I'm being makaba, whatever the judge says, I'm going to listen to. And therefore, after the fact, once it goes through the process, the court issues a ruling. Therefore, the way the tumim understood the Ramah, it's kiblu alayu, you're stuck, you can't back out. Now, if you follow this lambdas, it's a whole different halacha. Because now, it's in dinei mamonis. If you and I decide that we're going to have a fight and we make a kinyan, whatever the judge says, we're going to listen to. Now, if the judge says $10 million, that's why I was mechayev myself. So as long as we do the kinyanim the right way, we get rid of problems of asmachta and tied to the reisa. And if as long as the kinyan is binding, I was mechayev myself, we each mechayev myself, whatever the judge rules, we're going to follow. So if you go with the Tumim's shot, it'll come out that no matter what the verdict is, it doesn't matter whether it's consistent with halacha, not consistent with halacha, it's kiblu alayhu, and you'll be able to keep it. Now, so that's, the Tumim argues because there shouldn't be. The Ramal Lishitase from Simon Chafei seems to hold there is, and this is a whole tumult whether this shot is correct or not. Tumim argues on this, says there's no such thing. So wait a second. So it'll come out. There are a number of very interesting nafkaminos. What happens? You have a party. The Messiah of Lavu Din, Heter Arkois. The party that gets the Heter Arkois knows their case is very weak in court. So they find the judge, slip him $10,000, and lo and behold, the verdict is in their favor. So they won the case, but they won it by bribing the judge. So what's halacha? If you go, that this halacha is a knas, when someone goes to his messiah of Lavi Ladin and he says, I want to go to court, Bezdin won't help him. So then, we don't care what happened in court. You bribe the judge, doesn't make a difference. Bottom line is, you didn't want to come to Bezdin before, don't come to us now. Bezdin won't take the case. However, If you hold that the pshat over here is that it's kibbu alayim, that the parties were makabel to pay whatever the judge says. That's very nice, whatever the judge says. They're makabel, whatever the rule is. But if this whole ruling is based on a bribe, there the Talmud says, nothing doing. And there you'd be able to overturn the ruling and it wouldn't be binding. Now you have another case. What happens, for example, and this is actually a Maisa Shahaya, person was a Messiah of love who did. It went to court, he got a ruling. The defendant ran away to Eretz Yisrael. And now your court order is not going to help you. The other party tracked him down and brought him to a din Torah in Eretz Yisrael that he should listen to the court or the court's verdict in America. So what's the halach? If you go with the nesivos that it's just an einus kakin loy, we're not going to get involved. So Bez is not going to get involved, but they're certainly not going to uphold the court order. And therefore, if you want to have a new din Torah, maybe we'll have a new din Torah. But Bez is not going to enforce the court's order. However, you go with the other pshat in the Talmud that it's kibbul olayim. The parties agreed to follow whatever the court's verdict was. Then kibbul olayim. And once there's a verdict, there's a verdict. Now the halacha, it does seem that most places can follow that. Assume it's a knas. There is many akroim that discuss it. All use migdur milsa knas, and that seems to be the ikar halacha. However, there are a number of shitas that go the other way with the tumim shad, and therefore, if you're a mukhzik, it could be you would have a kimli. And therefore, certainly lichadchila, if a person wins a court case before he collects it, then he would have an issue, because if it's only a knas, you do not have the right to collect money that's not owed to you. If it's after the fact, if you already collected it, and now the defendant comes to you and wants to be mitzi from you, it could be you have a kimli, that because there are shitas of kibbul olayim, there is at least makom in halacha to say you would not have to return it.
What about penalties? Like triple penalties, like the judgment is 500,000 and triple that.
Okay, good. So we'll have to discuss that next week. That's a. It's nearly ikker that ain't is kaken. But we're not debating ain't is kaken. We're debating what is the pshat in ain't is kaken. Is it a knas or is it kibbul olayim?
So
they're not allowed to. It's connected halacha. Ain't is kaken is a din that Bezdin is ain't is kaken. It's not just a right that Bezdin has.